and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we are talking about the healing journey.
Hello, my friends.
What's up?
How are you guys doing? I am having the best week ever. We did our Secrets to Stop Nitpicking workshop, and it was so fun. We are currently in the process of enrollment is open for my signature group coaching program, and I'm having so much fun getting to talk and work with and see so many of you guys. So if you are feeling the pull to do more of this work, you need to go get on my email list so you can get details on how to join that program because it closes really soon and you don't want to miss it. So go to my website, relationshipanxiety.com, and you will see the chance to opt in for my free video, Stop Overthinking. Go opt in for that video and you will be on my email list, as well as you will get details on how to stop overthinking, which you guys need to go get that video. It's really good. So first, you guys, I've had this topic that I wanted to share with you guys for a while. Because I think it's really important to understand when we're doing this work. I think it's very, very easy for us to get impatient with ourselves and where we're at and what we're feeling and want to hurry and immediately feel better. And then when it doesn't, we get really frustrated and we think we're just gonna be stuck like this forever, or we have to give up and we feel helpless. And I think it's really important how we look at healing, because that will affect our understanding and willingness to do the work. And first thing is being able to know that relationship anxiety and ROCD is a process to heal. There are a lot of different layers often at play that come into relationship anxiety. And so it's not a simple thing that we just like make it magically go away really quickly. Like, I think many of us look for this very quick, immediate fix. And it's so, so important to be patient with yourself, because it really does take time. And it takes changes that have to happen within our heart. I think we can mentally tell ourselves a lot of things, but we have to have our heart open to hearing and actually really understanding it. We often have to have experiences to truly see and learn it, as well as being able to feel it. So it's very important that we just are so gentle and so patient with ourselves. I hear people do this all the time when they come to me, of, well, I've been dealing with this for 2 years, I've been dealing with this for 3 years, or five, or like they, or 6 months, whatever it is, they like have this running like countdown in their head. They compare to how long other people have been dealing with it and how long they've been feeling better. And like, it's just not useful, you guys, because everyone's nervous systems and minds are unique. We all have had different blueprints and experiences growing up. And I think we all need a little bit different things when it comes to our healing. And so it's so important to not pressure this to happen in a certain way, shape, or timeline. Because what we do is we say, okay, well, in order to be committed and sure about this relationship, I have to hit my healing point and then I can live my happily ever after. And often part of the healing is being willing to make steps forward in the relationship, even when there still is fear. And so I want to talk to you guys about what that healing process looks like, what I generally see as phases that come up for people. And this is unique to everyone. So there might be components here that maybe don't apply to you, as well as there might be components missing here for you. But this is generally what I see with my clients. This is what I've seen within myself. And again, it's layers, and each phase takes time. We're all at different points. So, and I share that with you guys to be so kind and compassionate to yourself, to stop pressuring yourself to hurry and be somewhere that you're not, because it is okay. This is deepening a relationship with you in a whole new level that you've probably never done before. Relationship anxiety brings up all the stuff that we have been running from and pushing and hiding that maybe we don't even admit is there, but it is. So there are generally six phases that I see that tend to happen within experiencing relationship anxiety. And these all are phases that I work with my clients on healing and addressing and helping them work through and move through each of these phases. Because each phase can require different tools and approaches and tactics. But first is a phase I would say most of you are probably at already, which is just the awareness of relationship anxiety. Just knowing this is a thing. This is something that people struggle with. This is something that I struggle with. And being able to recognize and identify that this is an area that we have struggles. Because I think so many of us, until maybe you've stumbled on this podcast or found resources online, you didn't know relationship anxiety was a thing. You're just like, what is wrong with me? No one else thinks and doubts their relationship like I do. So just having that awareness and recognizing and being able to own, okay, this is something I'm struggling with. And there's kind of two parts within this, which is one, the knowing relationship is anxiety is a thing. And two is owning relationship anxiety is a thing for you. And these are two very different things, because many of you listen to this and you're like, okay, yeah, I hear what relationship anxiety is, but it actually might really be my partner, but it might not actually be a me thing. And I'm not really sure. Right? So we doubt that we have relationship anxiety and we aren't willing to own it. A lot of times in the beginning of healing, I see this where it's this like kind of pushing it away and kind of pretending like it's not a thing for us and questioning, like there's the freedom in hearing the label and we're like, oh, okay, nothing's wrong with me. But then we start to question if it really is us. So being able to know relationship anxiety is a thing, but also truly being able to own, yes, this is something I struggle with. And there's a lot of freedom that comes with that ownership, because then we start becoming willing to truly buckle down and do the work on ourselves. Until then, a lot of times we just spin and arguing with ourselves about if it's a thing we have. So knowing that you have relationship anxiety and truly owning it is number one. Number two is being able to have new beliefs around love. We have been sold this very fairy tale, idealistic vision of what love is. And then we come to a true, real relationship and we see there's flaws. Our emotions are still there. We are still human beings in a relationship with another human. And that can be very disappointing. And so there's a lot of like grief that has to happen in this phase of changing our beliefs about love. We have to like let go of and grieve what we used to think love was going to be and open our mind up to the new ideas about what love is. Because if we hold to and stay in that fairy tale paradigm of what a relationship should look like and how it should feel, then we continue to pursue and look for that, and that blocks our healing. Anytime a problem comes up, anytime we're struggling, what we do rather than turning inward and recognizing, okay, there's something within me to address, we again blame our partner and say, okay, well, it must be him then. So I need to go find the one. I need to go find that one person who's going to make me perfectly happy. I need to go find that one person that's going to give me butterflies. So we have to be willing to change those beliefs about love, to see love in a new light, to learn what love really is in order to start opening up to experiencing it in your relationship. Okay, next step, number three, is emotional ownership. willingness to be able to recognize and own responsibility for your emotions. This phase was actually probably one of my, like, I would say this is like my second phase for me, actually. When I started recognizing, like, oh, wait, it's not my partner's job to make me happy. Wait, he's not supposed to make me feel peace all the time. What? My mind was blown, because I truly believed that that was his job. And once I truly understood for myself, wait, he's not responsible for my emotions, I am, there became so much power there. Because now all of a sudden, I wasn't just waiting for him to do things differently. I wasn't just blaming the relationship all the time. I was actively working towards making changes in my mindset and my emotions and myself so that I could experience and feel more of what I wanted to feel. I wasn't just like, oh, dang it. Well, now I'm stuck in anxiety because he's the wrong person. It was like, no, wait, I'm in charge anymore. Not him. I'm in charge. He's never been in charge. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. We're going to the Taylor Swift concert tonight, so that's been on my mind a little bit. But anyways, I genuinely found so much empowerment once I started recognizing and owning my emotions, because I wasn't waiting for him to make me happy all the time. I was in charge. So this phase, learning how to own emotions, becomes very, very powerful. Okay, our next phase is breaking the habit. This is what I work on with my clients, or I often like to call it the looping phase. This is where we are constantly looping on things. Now, I shouldn't say that's a phase. Looping is something you've been doing throughout all of experiencing relationship anxiety. The healing is getting out of the looping. So when you're in the looping phase, what that looks like is your brain asks you a lot of different questions, and any little question your brain throws your way, you're like, oh, what about that? Oh, what about that? And you're just like constantly picking up every single question and chasing it like a dog. Your brain throws a ball and you go that way. And your brain throws a ball that way, you go that way. It's question after question. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is he the one? Do I know? Am I settling? Is it God's will? Da, 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 da. And we are chasing answers to question after question after question. And the pursuit of answers to these questions is very, very fruitless. It gives us bits of relief and lots of anxiety. It does not actually lead to less fear or more love in your life. And so healing in this piece of healing is where we stop doing that. We stop chasing every single question our brain throws at us. When our brain throws doubts at us, we're not just looping on it anymore. And this phase is really all about being able to learn how to be comfortable with unknowns and uncertainties that life is. It's changing the relationship that we have to our brain. We don't treat our brain anymore like this. Every time my brain presents a problem, I'm going to go fix and solve it anymore. So when we get out of looping mode, when we heal that relationship with our mind, what it creates is a lot of mental freedom, because we stop constantly analyzing everything. Next phase is emotional regulation. So this one is all about learning and truly understanding how to feel things. When we are overthinkers, we're very in our heads. We like to analyze things. Emotional regulation is about learning how to experience sensation within our body. It's about learning how to feel things that are comfortable and uncomfortable and not be overwhelmed by them anymore.
So often with relationship anxiety, the reason we overthink is because we're afraid of feeling. We don't know how to feel. We're afraid to feel. I talked about this a lot in the felt sense episode, but being able to develop that skill of having uncomfortable feelings come up and knowing how to work with them. Again, not blaming our partner for our emotions anymore, knowing how to process and move through feelings. This milestone we work on in my program, it's emotional confidence. It's all about how do you get confident when feelings come up? We have to own that our emotions are ours, but then, okay, what do we do with them? And how do we move through them in a way that is not scary to us and that is empowering? So rather than overthinking, learning how to feel and move through emotion. It's an emotional regulation, next phase of healing. And then last one is number 6, which is reprocessing and changing our subconscious beliefs that we're holding. And this may not resonate for you right now, because I know for me in the beginning it didn't. Especially if we're in that looping phase, we're just every little thing we're analyzing and trying to solve for every thought. But very often at the core of relationship anxiety, there can be experiences that were traumatic and deeply held painful subconscious beliefs about love, about ourselves and life being unsafe. And so this phase really is about being able to learn how to reprocess past experiences and shifting those subconscious beliefs that we hold about ourselves. And again, if you're really in that looping phase, that's, you know, that might not resonate. Like, wait, I don't have any subconscious beliefs or past trauma or anything like that. I know for me a while, I truly believed that about myself. But what happens as we kind of start doing those initial phases of healing, we stop spinning in our thoughts, we begin to open up to, okay, what's underneath this? What's fueling this? And that really often can be that past hurt experiences we've had. And so we learn how to heal or integrate those parts of us that experienced hurt, that have wounds, and create healing there. And as we do that, that allows us to begin to open up to love more. We start to love every aspect of ourselves more. We become full of love for ourselves and who we are. And we then become someone who has space and room to fully love another human being as well. So those are the phases. Again, it's not always going to follow that linear order, and there, you know, it's going to have a lot of twists and turns, and you might have other things that come in the process for you. But those are generally the things that I see, is that one, being able to know we're experiencing relationship anxiety, being able to own that we're experiencing it, not knowing it, but saying, yes, this is what I'm dealing with, and owning that's our struggle, not denying it anymore. Two is being able to change our beliefs about love. 3, taking ownership for our emotions. 4 is being able to change our relationship with our thoughts and stop looping on every single thought our brain throws at us. 5 is emotional regulation. And then 6 is being able to reprocess and heal those subconscious beliefs and wounds that we have. So I hope that this kind of was helpful for you to understand the different things that need to be addressed often with relationship anxiety. And again, to know that it's okay for it to take time and to be patient with yourself. Don't rush yourself into healing. Give yourself all the support that you need to do it. And trust the journey. You are on the exact right timeline you need to be. So if you need and want more support, go to my website, relationshipanxiety.com. go get on my email list because right now is the chance
to start working on your healing journey with support that's going to aid you all along the way in these different phases.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll talk next week. Bye.